Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is a big number of Americans have a so-called side hustle. Find out how often they do it and what they earn. Any potential for a small business to develop from it. And when it's okay to invite your new small business colleagues to connect on social media. We'll have those stories after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. How about this for a changing labor force? A new survey by Bankrate.com finds that more than 44 million Americans have a side hustle. How much do they earn and how often do they do it? Insight from Sarah Berger, known as the Cashlerette at Bankrate. Sarah, first off, define side hustle.
So a side hustle is a way to earn extra money other than your main source of income. And we found that 44 million American adults have a side hustle. So that's obviously really significant. And we found that 28% of younger millennials ages 18 to 26 are the most likely age group to have a side hustle.
Wow. Well, it's the first thing I think of when I think of millennials these days. It's that college debt, that student loan debt. So they didn't indicate, for example, whether or not the extra cash from the side hustle is a necessity or just kind of a like to have, you know, fun money?
So the most popular reason or the most popular use of that money was for living expenses, yeah. As opposed to disposable income.
Right.
So we are seeing people working these side hustles and using that money out of necessity, which is interesting. It's definitely good that they're spending that money responsibly. But if you're living within your means, your primary source of income should really take care of all your fixed and fun expenses. And everything else should be used to invest in your future self. So it's good that they're spending it responsibly, but hopefully people are still living within their means, and that's important to do.
Yeah. So millennials are doing it a lot. What about, say, Gen Xers or baby boomers? Others involved here?
Yes. We found that older generations are having side hustles. And younger baby boomers, actually, while not as many of them are having these second jobs, they are actually the age group most likely to pull in at least an extra $1,000 per month. So the ones that are working these side hustles are making a lot of money from them.
We're speaking with Sarah Berger. She's the Cashlerette at Bankrate.com. They've got a new survey that finds more than 44 million Americans have a side hustle. I know when I think of side hustle, I think of Uber. What else are these folks doing? Did they indicate?
We are seeing a variety of side hustles. People are really getting creative. It makes sense that millennials are hustling harder than other generations. They've kind of grown up with social media and the internet, so they've got a firm grasp on how to make money in this gig economy that's dominated by apps and other on-demand services like Lyft and Uber and TaskRabbit. And those types of services, you can set your own hours, super flexible.
Thanks, Sarah. Sarah Berger, known as the Cashlerette at Bankrate.com. Hey, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, settling into a new job can be tricky, right? Especially when it comes to connecting with new colleagues online. Here's some do's and don'ts from moneyish.com regarding social media connection during your early days and weeks at your new small business gig. First, don't friend above your pay grade. That means your boss and your company's C-suite are off limits. The exception here, though, is LinkedIn. Do use this meal test for help. How about this? Different social networks suggest different things. LinkedIn and Twitter are ways to introduce yourself and share industry news. Facebook and Instagram are like going out to lunch and dinner. Here's another don't. Don't friend request people your first day on the job, especially if you have not had a conversation with them. Here's a do. Look at your content. Are you really comfortable with coworkers seeing your posts? If you use Facebook and Twitter for business, then adding your coworkers makes sense. But you don't want to give professional peers access to Snapchat or even Instagram and Facebook pages where you're sharing provocative pictures, where you're putting people down, or maybe even suffering emotional breakdowns. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.